Hamishi, Das Torah, Perek Hamishi, Page Reshu Dalet. Kolatzas of Chesena, Bekim Mitzvah, Tzuy Bachana Elein. So we just said that the process of Bachana is going to make a tremendous difference in how we, what the Mitzvah does for us. Kenyeshtem, Chiyuvim, Lachana, Kabbalah, Baharba Mitzvahs. There are dinim of how to approach Mitzvahs. Tila Mechayevis, Hikon, Likras, Elokecha, Yisrael, the dinim Hikon. Shabbos Mavad Hakama Yeshin Yeshal Kabbalah Shabbos Misata Betzitzes VeYoshe BeKavod Rosh Miyachol LaKabbalah Hakabbalah Shabbos Moshe Yotze Likras HaMelech. This is also a Rambam, right? You know, it's not a, you know, safer. It's a Rambam. It's a mind-boggling thing, like that Nusig that, you know, the Rambam is describing. Shashim Kadam Chag Darshim Hechos Chag Chodesh Elul Hu Achalim Adin Shashim Mitshuva. Is Shuvah spelled wrong? Hakhanah Makipur, Hasira Hakhanah Kabbalah Satara. So we're always working with the process of Hakhanah. Okay. Galab Yosef, who Tzarech Hakhanah the Tefillah. Now, how does he know that's Galab Yosef? I don't know, but he says the most important one is the need for Hakhanah the Tefillah. I would just say real balabatish, because real balabatim over here, you know, because it's constant. So much is constant, the challenge of having the true regish to it is that much harder. It's easier to have a regish in Yom Kippur than to have a regish in my normal shachris. So you need a chalav for Yom Kippur, because what we ask in Yom Kippur is significant. We need chalav for Shavuos, but a certain amount, the fact that it's not regular helps us get into the mode. Tefillah is one of our biggest challenges. Okay. Now is there Al-Kamei Menyoni Ha'achana Eleha. Some of the different halachas of Al-Kamei. Okay. Raka Kamei Mokam Tefillosoi Shu'achana Tzadis Rechoike Me'at Tefillah Atzim. At first glance, just the idea that you have a Mokam Kavua doesn't sound like any major thing. But the more it says, Rashi. That's a pretty major scar for doing Kamei Mokam with Tfilosa. So you see that even a simple, seemingly a small act of Achana has tremendous impact.
It's not always so easy to be Kamei Mokam with Tfilosa.
Okay. Hooray, but Achana Zul Zachim Kralis Yatashma, Be'ein Zul Shal Avram Avinu Lo Vashon. Right. Okay, I'm not saying, you know, it's a bit, but the now I have okay some other thoughts about the Kamei Mokam Tefillah. Well, let's see what he says over here. The Adam is similar to Dover. What's Abishol saying is similar to Dover? The fee, the craw, Masha, the ain't be out of Adam, will have a libel of Shemai. Right? Shari Omer, talk in Libom, you just prepare. I'll be out of Kurdish Borough, the Hawk in Libom, she have them at Field. So the Tachan Libom is going on the Kurdish Borough. The you and the Pasuk is the Kurdish. You, Russia, will be prepare their hearts, and then you will listen with your ears. So it's all Kurdish Borough doing it for us. The Russia can only help us, only Russia can help us be Mechavan Libom the Tfilah. The Lord Kurdish Borough, Israel, the Hayochel, the Chavan, the Libom. Okay, so it's not a Rai Gemur that I have a Chiyah to be Mechah myself, because the Chosna Tama may be Mechah myself, the Russia may be Mechah myself. Because Hachi is similar to Abrahu. She's Ur Hodim Liaskim Medai to the Chavan. He owes Vadi Kurdish Borough, Israel, Kebon the Tar Messiah and Lusan. If I come with the true desire to be able to be Mechavan Libi, so if that's my approach, that's what I want, so the Bershom will help with the bath.
Our Mishnah.
Okay. Kolkach nifla hu inyan ha-tfila. Tfila is way beyond. Emes en kar zeh bekarach yudud isha l'cham ben esli. Rach tochel libo. Rosham has to do it. Abo he miskoinein u mishtar l'cham ben esli. If you prepare yourself, that's what you want.
Zaychel
is yatter shmaya shugis baruch yichav and sleep. The Rashi will help.
Removing something physical. Hello.
Yeah.
Sleep on me.
Mani flemad devorim. The tefillah, the kriyas amokim. For our nichtos adam b'mitchitzah shal romavino b'siyatan shmaya. As a tefillah, he ain't el tachin libam. Bein lo adam el yitzur the haskim b'dayt the lachav.
And then it's just moving to the other.
Okay. So tefillah is so beyond our world that human being can't really touch it. All we can do is sort of set the tenor for it, set the tone, and the Russian will make the connection.
That's fine. Okay. But if you notice, that's the flow.
Okay. There's a lot of different elements in tefillah.
What's the third case?
So, I mentioned to you, I think that my wife told me that she was at the. They had this gathering about tefillah, and there was a panel discussion. She wasn't on the panel. And the questions were very much about, you know, what can people do to create siyata neshmaya that the tefillah should be answered. So my wife got a little frenzied. Finally, she says, "Can I say something?" They gave her the floor. She says, "Tefillah is not about getting your what you want answered. Tefillah is about a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch." Start over again. It's not like, you know, what can I do that the Russian is going to say yes to what I want. That's not the point of the tefillah. The point of the tefillah is the relationship which you get by learning how to ask. So she told me the story. He says, I'll take it a step further. That tefillah, when you look at tefillah as about a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so there's an element of tefillah which is very selfish. I want to have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Yes, exactly.
So therefore, the Rosh Hashanah, you know, was nice enough to allow me to do this process of tefillah, to actually have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which that's true. But the Nefesh HaChaim says that tefillah is Tzarech Kavoyah. The Rosh Hashanah has a desire to be mated to the Bria. The Rosh Hashanah wants to be made to the Bria, and that's his Ratzon. But he's also put into the Bria a system that, unless there's a Hachana Milamata, the Russian can't be made to the Bria. So tefillah is the vehicle that I can use to allow Kadosh Baruch Hu to do what he wants. That's an Nefesh HaChaim's approach to tefillah. So it's not about me. It's about the Rosh Hashanah and his Ratzon to be Meitiv, and I'm the vehicle to allow him to do that. Right. So when you start looking at tefillah as that, it's clearly beyond the art of a human being to touch into that world. Right. It's way beyond, you know. Tefillah is, yeah, you know, talking to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's, you know, quite a madriga, and that's just the beginnings of the process. I think if a person could touch into that madrega, that's what he says. It's the brings to the goyim that it's also the tzedavim b'loshen yochid. Shmoneh Esrei cannot be said b'loshen yochid because it's not about you. It's about the Bereshit's desire to be made to the Bria, which is Klal Yisrael, through Klal Yisrael to the Bria. So it's not, you know, if you focus on yourself, you're missing the point. Now, Shir Rav Chaim one time said, if you think that you're doing the Nefesh HaChaim, you're fooling yourself, and you're shocked. Because you're not holding on the Jenga that you think about Klal Yisrael, you're thinking about yourself. So the Bereshit is more part of the Bereshit that you should be honest than you should be a tzaddik.
Somebody. Yeah, on a panel, he said something that somebody asked him, like, somebody asked him about Nefesh HaChaim, so he said, like, you know, like, you can't do that.
But that much, that a part of the chal of tefillah, the result says, is a person to become half the rechel kamacha before tefillah. You're not going into tefillah that it's all about you. You go in the tefillah, it's all about that I love all of Klal Yisrael, and I want Klal Yisrael to have good.
You were saying something.
And I want, you know, I would like to be recipient of that as well. Okay, so I'm not going to deny that I have my own personal interest. But if all I can get stuck in that, I'm not really touching into this whole world of tefillah, which I'm not even touching into. So you understand what he's saying, that Klai Yisrael should be able to be Betzin to be Mechavim, really, you need Tachan Libam, the Russian should be able to be Mechan Libam. But if you have a Rotzin to do that, if some element of you are expressing your Rotzin, I have a Rotzin that I would like to be the vehicle to help Klai Yisrael. I think we can honestly say that that's something that we want. Not because I get I can run pray through the streets and say, Eli Reinhold saved Klai Yisrael. Because my tefillah is, you know. I don't know whether that's probably a healthy thing to do. It's probably not a healthy thing to do. Let's put it honestly. Right?
Oh, but you see the act of leaving it to somebody.
Even once in a while, you wonder maybe talk your tefillah.
What is the leaving it? Selling it.
What is that?
Selling it right here. What's the leaving? Concretize your thoughts.
So
words and thoughts can break it.
I got a request from I got a request from somebody recently. He says, I want to ask Rebbe a favor. If I would please dial in for the Orioles.
This kid told me that.
They told you they asked me or he asked you?
No, he told me that he asked me. He told me that he asked. I think he said it.
He asked Baron and myself. So I, I'm going to tell the kid no. Fine. I didn't tell him what I'm going to dial in for the Orioles. Right.
Well, for their well-being.
Right. My first year I was a Rebbe in Tells. He was a Rebbe in Tells. So the Indians made it to the playoffs. It was the Indians versus the Orioles in the playoffs. They're both in the American League. And I doubt the Indians should lose. Because if the Indians won, they'd go to the World Series. The World Series is during Sesame Shul, William Kippur, and Sukkot. Right? Or whatever, And I don't want my Talmidim focusing on the World Series when they're supposed to be focusing on Sukkot, etc. So I doubted extremely hard that they should lose. And Baruch Hashem, they lost. And when they lost, I told the Mashkiach of the Mechina that it was my schus. He says, no, I also doubted they should lose. So maybe it was my schus. I said, okay, I'll share it with you. So I don't know. I doubt there was any of people that maybe some people doubted the Orioles to win. But so I was vindicated because Sukkot time we were visiting in Baltimore, and I was walking. It was Shmini Atzeres. I was walking from the Guna Shul to Glen Avenue, whatever it was, and there was a guy over there working on his car, polishing his car, whatever it is. And he was listening to the radio, listening to the game. And there's all these little kids in the with their little pagans listening to the game, the World Series game, because Baltimore was in the World Series. I said, that's why I doubted. So, but I claim that I was my school tonight. That's why I was my school.
It was Cleveland at the sacrifice of Baltimore.
I don't care about that. That's our responsibility. The rabbis in Baltimore, they should be doubting. They should lose. They didn't doubt. That's not my problem.
So there's battles going on behind the scenes.
Right.
In the city.
But that's a mutzah that, we take tefillah and we reduce it to that thought process, about I have a desire of that. It's like, it's trivializing tefillah to a point where we all do this, we look at it, it's like, that doesn't make any sense. What we're doing is not that much better, sometimes. It's we're taking tefillah, which is this vehicle of the whole bria functioning, and we're trivializing it to be that, I want to get this job. Like, the Malach is looking at me and saying, like, are you serious? The Malach is looking at me, that him, that's the same thing as me looking at the kids, that the Orioles should win a baseball game.